let's say gold, then that matter could be reformulated and would become gold. This is how they were thinking. This is what their alchemy was all about, at least at one level. And actually, it's not so very far off the truth of what we think today. You know, we believe that all matter is made of atoms, and all the atoms are composed of protons, neutrons, and electrons. All that is different between them, atoms, is the quantity of protons and neutrons and electrons that they have. If you could just add to them or take away, then you would change the nature of the atom. It would become something else. So it's actually not that far away from what the alchemists were saying, although, of course, their techniques and their methods were chemical and would not work, or we certainly don't believe they would work, in actual practice. Anyway, I want to return to this idea of the breath. The wind carried it in its breath, the wind carried it in its belly, because the word breath is in Latin spiritus, which means spirit. So we get this idea that God makes things alive by breathing into their nostrils. It's what happens in the book of Genesis. He fashions the body of Adam and then breathes life into him. That taking your breath, when a baby is born, you know, it's until it has its smack on its backside and it starts breathing and crying, it's not fully alive. That's the moment of birth. So we have this idea that breath, taking breath, and being alive are closely connected. And we say that a person dies when they give up their last breath. Yeah? So there's this close link between the concept of life and the concept of breath, which means spiritus in Latin, or in Greek they call it pneuma. But we also have within the Christian teachings the idea that God himself is composed of three principles. It's three in one: it's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, Spiritus Sanctus, that means holy breath. Or in Greek, pneuma hagion, also means holy breath. Now in Christian iconography, the Holy Ghost is very often shown as a dove. In other words, a bird. And it's taken from the story of the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, when a dove is said to have come down and landed on his shoulder.